Hello and welcome, fellow investors, to the latest Buy, Hold, Sell podcast brought to you by LiveWire Markets. I'm your host, Vishal Texanani, and I hope you've all been keeping well during these unprecedented times. Many investors, I'm sure, have felt a little frustrated that some of their stocks have taken a big hit to their earnings and dividends due to no fault of their own, but rather changes to the external environment brought by COVID-19. So for something different, we'll be talking today about five stocks uncorrelated to the economy. These are companies whose earnings are set to power on regardless of what's happening in the external environment. We have two very experienced fund managers who play in the long short space to discuss these companies. Simon Shields is from Monash Investors and Anthony Boot is from Perpetual Investments. The first three companies they'll discuss are Woolworths, GrainCorp, and A2 Milk. And then they'll bring one surprise stock that's their top pick within the theme we're discussing today. Let's jump straight into the episode, moderated by my co-host Matthew Kidman, to find out what they think about these companies. Please bear in mind that this episode was recorded on the 6th of May 2020. I hope you enjoy listening to it, and if you did, please do subscribe to our podcast channel. I hope you have a great day.
Welcome to Buy, Hold, Sell, brought to you by LiveWire Markets. I'm Matthew Kidman, and we're talking about those stocks, those companies that don't really care what's happening in the general economy. They just do their own thing. They're uncorrelated and they're powering ahead. Joining me is Simon Shields from Monash and Anthony Abu from Perpetual. Welcome, gentlemen. Let's start with you, Anthony. The big retailer has just powered through the COVID crisis. Woolworths, buy, hold or sell?
Still buy. It's expensive, 23 times PE for next year. But they are a good, they've done very well through this crisis. They really show that they are non-discretionary. They're an innovative culture. They've spent a lot of capital, unlike their competitor. And we know how good the market structure is, given Kaufland tried to come into this market and couldn't. And then you've got your spin-off next year. So for me, it's still a buy.
So we've spent half our COVID crisis at Woolworths or Coles. Surely we're sick of it. Our hands of it now and go home?
I'm sick of it. It's a hold for me. Look, I agree with most of what Anthony said there, but ultimately it's only a high single-digit EPS growth, 23 times too expensive for me. Not a sell, but a hold.
Okay, let's get our swag and go bush. GrainCorp had a demerger recently, agricultural related. Buy, hold, or sell, Simon?
Again, that's a hold for me. Very volatile stock, being ag exposed, but the balance sheet's okay. The PE is low, 10 times, reflects the volatility of the earnings. Analysts tend to price good years always for ag stocks. You don't get good years every time. It's a hold.
Anthony, the drought's over. Surely GrainCorp's going to prosper in this environment. Buy, hold or sell?
Buy. I think GrainCorp is it's had a perfect storm. It is a demerged company. A lot of those demerged, it's the ugly duckling of the demerged company, and you tend to perform very well. It's had a perfect storm against it with crush margin under pressure, $100 million plus trading loss last year and 3 years of drought hurting grain volumes. But we're getting good rain in northern New South Wales, southern Queensland, where they've got a good market share. They've taken a lot of costs out during the downturn. I think we're at the low end of the cycle. We're trading at a 40% discount to book value. I like it.
And who would have thought babies don't really care about COVID? They just keep drinking and eating and doing whatever else babies do. They do that in China too. A2 Milk being an absolute ball terror in this environment. Buy, hold or sell, Anthony?
I'm going to sell. I think that great business execute, just like Crowded House and Farlap. It's been a great Australian success story. its market position is very strong. They've done a very good job and there's potential good growth down the track. I just don't think the margin is sustainable. The overall margin of the company is 30%, but if you look at infant formula specifically, it's 40%, very much reliant on the Daigou channel. So for me, when I look at their competitors, they're closer to 20%. So more spend on innovation, marketing, new product, etc. I think we'll bring that down, and at 35 PE, it's too expensive for me.
Simon, obviously, Anthony's not a Russell Crowe fan. So A2 Milk, buy, hold, or sell?
A2 Milk, hold for me. Look, I think it's an outstanding business. The track record's impeccable. They've done such a good job on execution. But to buy it at these prices, you've got to say that you're certain they're going to be able to continue to execute like that. I'm not. I certainly don't think it's a sell. It's a hold.
Okay, here's your chance, Simon. One stock that's just running its own course, doesn't matter what's happening out there in this bleak old world, that you can tell us about.
Electro-Optic Systems. It's a buy. It's a high growth, government contracts. Shouldn't have been affected by COVID. Was because one of its customers had to shut down some military bases that was accepting the kit. But still, government contracts, they will get done. It did a capital raising, diluted the shareholders, but the PE is incredibly low, 10 times for a company that, even with the downgrades, growing 40% sales this year, will grow in excess of that for the following 2 years per annum. Absolutely, it's a buy.
Anthony, you got something you can tell us about that's going to get us through this crisis?
Look, I listened to Warren Buffett's the Berkshire Hathaway AGM, and one thing he mentioned when talking about business interruption risk when it comes to insurance, he said there is going to be a lot of litigation over the next little while. For me, litigation finance company Omni Bridgeway, the old IMF, is extremely well positioned. It's got a couple hundred $100 million in the balance sheet. Could have another couple hundred million more once they settle on a couple of big cases, which are likely over the next few months. They've got funds of over $1 billion at a time when, so there's a massive amount of demand. The demand for their services has gone through the roof at a time when their biggest competitor globally has really struggled, and a lot of other competitors have struggled to raise capital. So they're in a very strong position. They're the largest globally. They are the longest track record of generating excellent IRRs. And for me, they're in a very good position, and they dance the beat of their own drum. Omni Bridgeway is I like.
When we're allowed to go back out and visit a restaurant, I'm not inviting Anthony and Simon. They can't agree on anything.